This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sanders told the special counsel, April, that that countless members of the FBI, it was a slip of the tongue. And then she said her statement in a separate press interview, you know, where she said rank-and-file FBI agents lost confidence in Comey. She said, oh, that was just a comment made in the heat of the moment, and it was not founded on anything. Okay. So, does she have credibility left?
Not only does she not have credibility, she lied. She out-and-out lied. And the people, the American people, can't trust her. They can't trust what's said from the president's mouthpiece, spokesperson, from the people's house. Therefore, she should be let go. She should be fired. End of story. When there is a lack of credibility there, you have to start lopping the heads off. It's Fire Me Thursday or Fire Me Good Friday. She needs to go.
Girl, she needs to go. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. That was April Ryan, the black chick that's always giving Trump grief, no matter what. Doesn't matter. I mean, April Ryan goes into those meetings not looking for solutions, not looking as an objective reporter. She goes in as an ethnocentric black racist who is looking for problems. And look, as a reporter, I applaud you when you go in there and say, hey, this is inconsistent, I don't like this or that. But Sarah Sanders, you want her fired. She wants her fired because Sarah Sanders made a comment like the rank and file FBI doesn't like John Comey. Where do you get that information? Which, by the way, has no bearing. Mueller didn't even need to ask her that question. But thankfully, Sarah Sanders said, I didn't have any basis on it, just my gut feel. And that's what I would have said. So here she is. That was just my gut feel. But, oh, she needs to be fired. She can't be trusted. She goes, she lied. like the way she said it made it even. She lied. She out and out lied. American people can't trust her. She sound like that Popeye's chick, the chick on the Popeye's commercial, which, by the way, a comedian friend makes fun of her. You know, ooh, girl, some delicious chicken. We have it, right?
I just found out or just realized that I love Popeye's chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson. That chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken, you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl, you gonna love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spice at a low price of $4.99, you gonna love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read it her way. It was like, read this Popeye's commercial. She was like, girl, you're going to love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't going to sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance. Girl, you're going to love. All the numbers got to go, low price, ba-da-da-da. With a low price, ba-da-da, you want a little bit, girl.
Mm-hmm. That's her sentence need to be fired. I'm telling you what. You better fire that girl, Donald Trump. I don't know what day it is. Is it Friday? Is it fried chicken day? I'm going to give me some fried chicken. Woo! Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. KJ Radio. April Ryan has the nerve at KJRadio.com. I didn't say it. I did cut it off. I ain't gonna lie. KJRadio.com. My producers are going, you said that too fast. Okay, people got it this time. So here's the thing. April Ryan's talking about credibility. She had no credibility. That girl ain't got no kind of credibility. She can't get up there and say nothing and people believe it. Really? So when did that start for you, April? I'm just curious. You know what's worse? What's funny to me is the credibility factor. We now know that the FBI completely fabricated a story about Trump, a narrative, I should say, because it's not a story. It's a narrative. Here are the dots we want you to connect. They collude. They worked with the Obama administration, the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and a few Russians, the British former intelligence people, in order to orchestrate an attack on Donald Trump that would get him out of the election, you know, make him lose the election. Then they continued it when he became president. And April Ryan is talking about Sarah Sanders' credibility. Hey, April, there are many, many more things you could be doing as an investigative or as a reporter. You don't even have to be an investigative reporter. How about a reporter? But what's she doing? She's continuing the witch hunt. They need to fire. And she can't get to Trump, so she got to go after Sarah Sanders. See, I'm not lying. People can't trust her. April, can people trust Hillary Clinton? Can people trust Donna Brazile? Can people trust CNN? Those three. The DNC. The DNC let Hillary Clinton run their organization. Okay? Then, when they were doing all the debates and all that, they colluded with CNN and Donna Brazile to give Hillary the questions. Can she be trusted? Can the Clinton Foundation be trusted? Can Bernie Sanders be trusted? He's the biggest money leader, fundraiser right now for the Democrats. Raised over 20-something million dollars in the first quarter. This is a guy who sold out to Hillary Clinton. Now he's a millionaire. I'm a millionaire because of my book. Are you mad at me because I wrote a book? No, Bernie, we're mad at you because you don't give away the money that you claim you're going to give away. You seem to enjoy the non-socialist lifestyle. Hey, Democrats, I don't want to tip my hand here, but it's going to be very difficult for Bernie Sanders to run against Donald Trump talking about socialism when Donald Trump says, Bernie, you have a lot of money. Why don't you give it away? For the record, he can ask that question of every one of the Democrats. You make a lot of money. You have a lot of money. Why don't you give it away? There's a reason. So if April Ryan really wants to talk about credibility and talk about trust, I would love for her to question some of these Democrats about their policies. Is there any credibility or trust when you won't even address people being killed in sanctuary cities? Is there any credibility and trust when Donald Trump says, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll take these migrants. I'll put them in your sanctuary cities and states. Oh, we can't have that. He's threatening us. He's threatening you with what you're asking for. Suddenly, their humanitarian nature goes. Their philanthropy goes away. Hey, while we're on the subject, hey, April, you might want to look at the tax rates and what these people are paying in taxes and giving to charity. It's not very good for the Democrats. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you guys don't know who Eric Swalwell is, interesting guy. He's interesting in the sense that he's a typical millennial that, I mean, you got to just Google his video and watch him. He's a buttoned-up Democrat millennial who is so far out there, it's funny to watch him. He really is. And so he's one of the, what is it, 18, 19, 25, 50, soon to be whatever number of Democratic candidates that are running against President Trump. And he's looking for anything to get the attention of the public because he can't get it with what he said. He's Urkel as a white boy. Okay. I mean, and you get that, the irony of that, because Urkel is sort of the black dude who acts like a white guy. He's whiter than Urkel could even act, if that makes sense. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. It tickles me when I think about him because he's just so – and to look at him, you think he's got it together. He kind of looks like, you know, Biff from college. It would be the high school, you know, college quarterback. But he's not. He's the last guy on the chess team, you know, or I don't know. Or he's the kid in the locker room. He's that for the chess team. He can't even make the chess team. Oh, man. Anyway, here's what he tweeted. Trump is going to be removed from office. It could be by Congress, but it may be by you. I have full faith in you. Get me on the debate stage and I'll show you I'll beat him. Just $1 from you and we can do it. So he does a tweet that's begging people to give him a dollar. Now, it's a smart move to get a dollar, and I'll tell you why. Because anybody that'll give you a dollar will give you $5, will give you $10. That's kind of the theory. And he's looking to build this grassroots thing. But here's what's funny. Nobody's going to give him a dollar. They're not even going to give him a dollar. That's how bad he is. He's such a dork. God, just Google. It's tough to convey who this guy is on radio unless you see him. And I'm not kidding you. He's along the radical lines of Schiff. Okay, if that helps you out. Adam Schiff, he's along those same lines. It's like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it turns out that Swalwell and Schiff are amazingly close, very good friends. You know, swap wives, you know, let each other's dogs hump each other. Who knows? Because you never know what Democrats are into. They are into some very debaucherous things. But don't be surprised if you find out he's super close with Adam Schiff. But anyway, he wanted a buck. So he tweets this out. Just give me a dollar. By the way, he wants to debate Donald Trump. Dana Lash, a friend of mine who's with the NRA, Dana said, hey, I'll debate you on gun control, on the Second Amendment. I'll debate you on gun control. He won't take that debate. And he even, I think he said something like he wouldn't debate down. You know, like Dana's too little for him. It was along the lines of you, in politics, you learn not to debate down. It would be demeaning to me to debate you, whatever. So effectively, he minimized Dana. He minimizes women. That's what I tweeted out to him. I said, hey, Swalwell, I said, thanks for mansplaining why you won't debate Dana Lash. Because, you know, leftists hate to be mansplained. That's where a woman says something and a guy doesn't pay attention, but her man will tell you what it was in the same language, and the guy goes, oh, okay, I get it. Anyway, he's mansplaining Dana. So I told him, I said, hey, thanks for mansplaining what Dana said. And I now understand you hate women and you're too big to debate a woman. I understand. I didn't get a response back. I didn't expect one. Anyway, here's what people said to his request for a dollar. Some of the responses. By the way, there were probably, I'm guessing, less than 1,000, but certainly many, many hundreds of responses. And I went through probably 100, and I don't think I found 2 that were positive. This is Swalwell sending out a tweet to his tweeps. That's what they call it, your people on Twitter, his tweeps. And of the first 100, there's probably 1,000 of the responses. And I didn't go through them all, so this is non-scientific. But I went through the first 100, pulled out a few I want to play, you know, say to you. And I don't think I saw 2 that were like, you go, Eric. You get that mean Donald Trump. You can do it, Eric. I don't think there were 2. But you can go check for yourself. The tweet's available. Eric Swalwell. Just find him. And that particular thing that he said about Trump going to be removed from office, click it, and there all the responses will be, and you see what you come up with. He says, I'll beat that Trump. Just send me a dollar. Anyway, here are some of the responses. Do you work in Disney World? Which I love that one, because somebody's like, you know, what planet are you on? What fantasy land are you living in that you think you're going to beat Donald Trump? Let me tell you, Swalwell ain't even going to get the Democrats nomination. So why would Trump debate you? Hey, Swalwell, just let me help you out here. Let me mansplain you. Let me real mansplain you. Donald Trump doesn't debate down. Okay? He won't debate down. He's not going to lower himself to debate you. That would give you too much credibility. Here was the next one. You won't win your party's nomination, so that debate will never happen. Well, boy, I ruined that one. Sorry, guys. Anyway, here's another one. This is easy. This was pretty predictable. You must have swallowed some good drugs. I agree. I really like this one. This one's person said, I gave my dollar to a homeless vet. See, I love those. I love the ones that make a point. Like, not only am I not giving you a dollar,
I'm going to give a dollar to somebody that matters, matters more than you. Because conservatives know that even the lowest person, the person at their lowest, a homeless veteran, which should never happen in America. I mean, unless the guy chooses to be homeless. But it shouldn't happen in America. I'm going to help that person rather than help a wannabe like you who just wants to get into the spotlight. See, that's I love when things have very deep meaning like that. Here's one. You and your cohorts have done nothing but spread lies and innuendos for your liberal agenda. What will you and your co-conspirators or you and your conspirators don't realize is that we the people are fed up with your shenanigans. No collusion, no obstruction. However, Obama, that's a different story. So somebody just went off. I mean, this is Twitter. You get 280 characters, and somebody used every, I don't know how many they used, I'm not going to count them for you, but that was the end. They wanted to make sure that they Swalwell knew, we're on to you, we know your agenda, we the people are fed up. Oh, by the way, let's go look at Obama. That's going to happen for the person who tweeted that. That will happen. Here's another one. Well, Swalwell, they wrote that, Swalwell. You and your party sure enjoyed that Mueller time. For 2 years, and now you got the bar tab. Now, was that the most clever? You, okay, Mueller time is in Miller beer, and now you got the bar tab, B-A-R-R. That is clever. He says, it's time for the DNC to pay the taxpayers back. See, if they had said at that one, it's time for the DNC to pick up the tab, then, to pick up the check, that would have been even more clever. Oh, man, good stuff. Swalwell's got no chance, needs to do any of the Democrats. So rest easy, folks. This type of desperation is going to continue, and that's a good thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to a story about sending troops to the Middle East to deal with Iran.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. We have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that. Where was that story? In the New York Times? Well, the New York Times is fake news.
President Trump remains optimistic about resolving the growing trade war with China. Meanwhile, Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming tells Fox News that a lot needs to be done to get a solution on trade.
You know, I'm from Wyoming. We have products that we sell overseas, beef, trona, natural gas, coal. It's important for us to be able to trade. The president is right to hold China accountable.
President Trump is expecting to meet with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got nothing to worry about, conservatives. You're getting the House back in 2020. You are going to watch Donald Trump repeat as President of the United States. He's changing the game. He's gotten more comfortable. He's got his sea legs about him, and things are going to be very good for us. This is the best year we've ever had as conservatives, and 2020 will be better than this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's many reasons for it. Nadler and team have now subpoenaed McCann, who was the president's former White House counsel. I don't know why they would do it. It's not going to shed any more light. I mean, either McCann's going to say he has... attorney-client privilege, or he's going to say, you know what, guys? Donald Trump only complained that he hadn't done anything wrong, and he's tired of people not letting him do his job. Any way it goes, it's not good for the Democrats. They think this ruse will last. It won't last. We'll get into more of that later. I don't want to talk about that right now. What I do want to talk about, though, is this thing called the economy, because there was a time when people ran and they said things like, it's the economy, stupid. I believe that's what Bill Clinton ran on. Maybe even Barack Obama. They secretly hoped that the economy would torpedo so McCain could look stupid, which he ended up doing, and Barack Obama would come in as if he was going to save the day. Well, he did. He saved the day. He printed over $8 trillion, almost $9 trillion new fresh greenbacks, backed by nothing, and that was his way to save the economy. And, of course, we know what happened to the economy. It cratered. Put $8 trillion into any, $9 trillion into any economy, and you can't make it thrive? Barack Obama didn't make our economy thrive. He put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound and acted as if he did us a favor. He printed money. He couldn't create it. Like with the Mueller report, though, Democrats salivate at the prospect of Trump's economy failing. Here's what a guy wrote over at American Thinker. He says, leftists have been licking their chops over 2020, citing a host of reasons why Trump will definitely, definitely be defeated. Among these are crimes in the newly released Mueller report, and the supposed failure of North Korea and China talks, and most importantly of all, the anticipated decline of the economy ahead of the 2020 election, as the left sees it. Now, I'm going to stop right here for just a second and tell you something that I've been saying for the better part of 2 years. Donald Trump has set this economy up for nothing but growth. Period. It's a very simple thing to do, and let me explain it again. What Trump did was he brought back real jobs, manufacturing jobs. He brought business back to the United States shores. And what that means is, well, and I got to say this before I get into that. The second part of it is he restructured all the trade deals. We're not going to lose billions of dollars every year to the tune of $500-700 billion a year. It's been as high as the 700 and something, almost $800 billion. Large enough to be the 19th largest economy if it stood on its own. That's how big our trade deficit was. So Trump is saying, if I cut that in half, if I get that down to, let's say, $300 billion, it would be a coup. He'd be putting almost over $400 billion back into the economy every single year. Now, that doesn't seem like much in this, when we're talking trillions now. That's almost $500 billion a year. Look at what that amounts to, and then go look at the world GDP. We could buy countries, plural, with that much GDP. Now, what does it mean when we're no longer importing $400 billion of goods and services from other people, but instead, we now have fixed our trade deficit for that, and I'm just using that amount as an example. Now we're getting that in the United States, sourced here, and we've also are shipping more product out. What does it mean? It means you have a thriving economy. It means we have products now that here's the sad part, we may not be able to meet the need. We may have too much. We can't do it. We don't have the capacity. But anyway, so I'm telling you right now, forget that this economy is going to go down or whatever, because it isn't, and I'll get more into that. But anyway, there was a recent report that said by Regions Financial Group, summarizing Barron's, belies that assumption, meaning that we're going to have a bad economy. One of the reasons they say the economy might be slowing down, again, in the minds of leftist economists, is data showing that the existing home market slowed in 2018. For those like Robert Shiller at Yale or Lawrence Summers at Harvard, this might appear to confirm an upcoming recession. A, quote, significant risk of recession exists within 2 years, Summers told Fortune magazine in January of this year. The Regions report notes that existing home listings have declined during peak season every year now for 4 years, including the last 2 years of the Obama administration. And he says it's curious that leftist economists were not calling for a recession under Obama despite similar data. As soon as Donald Trump was elected, practically on election night, leftist economists started predicting a major recession, searching for the data to confirm it. One of those data points was the drop in existing home sales. Now, let me go back to some other stuff. This is a little off subject, but that's exactly what they do with global warming and all that. They say this is what we want, and then they pay people to go find it. So these leftists are telling you, oh, this is an indicator. Now, he goes on, what they failed to mention was the reason for that decline. According to Regions, existing home sales have declined because of, quote, improvement in the economy, not because of a slowdown pointing to a recession. Essentially, existing home listings have declined because houses have been selling so well that there are fewer on the market. It's tantamount to saying, well, people aren't able, you're at full capacity in the economy, and them figuring out a way to make that sound bad, like, well, the unemployment rate stayed stagnant. Yeah, nobody's moving. Anyway, I can't think of a good example, but you get what I'm saying. So they're not telling you what's going on. So, as Regions put it, we have for some time pointed to supply constraints as the biggest problem in the existing homes market. The reason for this supply constraint, according to Reasons, is improving trends in job growth, income growth, and consumer confidence. Not exactly the signs of a recession, folks. Even a recession that they claim that's in progress or one that's about to come. So they're lying to you. Now, that's a different picture from what you get when you watch CNN or MSNBC or comments from these respected academics, these economists. The left are so eager to see President Trump defeated in 2020 that it fabricates economic preconditions out of thin air. These predictions are based on nothing.
Every sign of a slowdown is taken out of context and shouted from the rooftops. This guy writes this. Even one-off monthly events such as decline in December retail sales, resulting from a sales calendar that pushed sales into November and followed by a partial government shutdown and resulting in a drop in consumer confidence, are treated like confirmation of a painful recession just in time for the 2020 election. So here's what they're going to sell. They want to sell the American public that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. And hey, despite the fact that you're happy, you have a job, you have job mobility, you're making more money than ever before, you're able to actually use your insurance and go to the doctor and do these things, take vacations, pay your bills on time, etc., don't believe the hype. Then you go on to say this. Ironically, there was a decline in retail sales seemed to have been reversed. Leftists were saying declining sales signaled a recession. Well, now they are increasing strongly. According to the latest data from the Commerce Department, it was published Thursday, retail sales for March grew at 1.6%, the biggest jump in 18 months. As for jobs, March unemployment numbers came in at 3.8%, near 50-year lows. Unemployment expected to fall to 3.5% by December of this year. This is Goldman Sachs data. There has never been in a recession accompanied by falling unemployment numbers. I repeat, there has never been a recession accompanied by falling unemployment numbers. So when you hear this nonsense, disregard. Let me tell you, going into 2020, the biggest story that will be talked about, you can go back and I want you to go to KJRadio.com on this day, whatever day you're listening, and you chronicle this. The biggest story in 2020 will be how many Democrats have gone to prison, how many of them were caught up in the biggest scandal in political history in America, and it will be across the entire spectrum of the Obama administration. That's going to be your biggest story. The Democrats believe they're going to make hay with this nonsense obstruction thing, or by saying this economy isn't good, they are in for a rude awakening. I can't wait. I want to see it play out. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have a couple of stories that sort of remind me, they remind me of why I do this, that, you know, it's not just the story itself. It's how that story sort of connects with everything else. Some friends of mine were putting together TV productions, and they were asking me, what should we create? And I said, create what you like. You know, they think they're limited with politics, that it's got to be about, you know, Paul Ryan or Nancy Pelosi or whatever. I go, politics is in everything that you do. So I'll give you an example. I see a story. It says that Madonna had a flop. Did you guys see this?
I know you guys, my youngsters here, they follow pop culture and all that more than I do. But anyway, Madonna was going to release this album or called Medellin. And it was supposed to be a big lead-in, a song rather, Medellin. It was going to be a big lead-in for her album that's coming in June. And the album is titled Madame X. But as Showbiz 411 writes, 411, they wrote this. They said, the lack of interest in Medellin should be worrying. Madonna's last several albums of new songs were all flops. She gave some of them away with concert tickets to inflate sales figures. The person goes on to write this. I have to say, I was surprised Medellin was so bad. It was as if she was trying to do a Camilo Caballo with Havana. I don't know if you know that song. Havana, do-do-do-do-do-do, in Havana. Which I never know the words of the song, so that's as much as I can give you. But it's a song that's being played right now. And it's an interesting little beat because it takes you back to the 1950s. You know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It reminds me of Saturday in the Park by Chicago. Maybe that helps you. Yeah, maybe you guys can spin it up. People can hear the song. But anyway, so they said, but it wound up being, it says it was as if she was trying to do Camila Cabello with Havana, but wound up on a cruise playing shuffleboard. Medellin has no life to it. I can't imagine she thought young people were going to be singing to a 1-2 cha-cha-cha. If she's smart, she'll get an upbeat remix out right away. Now, what's all that got to do with politics? Here's why. I talk about these stories. One, Madonna is a nobody. Nobody cares. Her time has come and gone, but she can't hang it up. She needs to be relevant. Her sound is not relevant. She's not Stevie Wonder. She's not some of these groups that transcend time and continue to make hits. She's not that way. And she can't accept it. She is irrelevant. They featured her at the Women's March because they want you to believe somebody cares. They featured Ashley Judd. What has Ashley Judd done of any consequence other than be a B-list actress? Pretty soon she's just going to be a screamer in B-flick horror movies or B, you know what I'm saying? In B-movie horror flicks. I think that's what I meant to say. But her career's done. They're nobodies. And you know what? This is telling you that they're nobodies. Madonna had her time. Good for her. Congratulations. She is a nobody. But she wants to pretend that she's relevant. But you know what the millennials, the market is saying about her? You're not relevant. There are people, I don't want to name names because I'm tired of some people just getting too much spotlight because it drives me crazy that, you know, we tend to put our faith in people that I don't think deserve it. But there are many people much more popular than Madonna, but she's living on the muscle memory of Like a Virgin, you know, or some of these other songs she was doing. I think I told you guys, Madonna doesn't write most of her songs. She'd be smart to get other people to write them. Her hit songs come from friends like mine, like Brian Elliott. Brian wrote quite a few of her songs, and he's made a lot of money from it. But yeah, Madonna. Anyway, I want to move on, too, because I want to talk about another one. So here's another person, and what I'm talking about are signs here, which you can look at. When you hear Madonna, you may still, because from our generation, you may still think, wow, she's relevant. She's not relevant. Now I want to look at Cher, and because when President Trump said he was going to send these illegals to sanctuary cities, there was a firestorm of leftist hypocrisy. They were outraged at the suggestion that they practice what they preach. And almost to a person, the open borders leftist elite balked at the idea that they should take in these illegals. They called it illegal. They called it a lie. They called Donald Trump a czar, a dictator, for wanting to force them to do what they said they wanted to do. Now, Obama did the same thing with refugees, sending them to conservative areas. I don't know if you guys remember this. And it was funny. You couldn't even ask where they were going to go. They told you, we don't have a right to tell you. We don't even have to tell you where we're going to send them. Now, if you want to know the results of Obama's policies, look at Ilhan Omar. Look at Minnesota. overrun with Somalis, and now they have a Somali woman, a radical Muslim, in our government. And you know who planted the seed? Keith Ellison. Anywhere states have gone from red to purple, you can bet Barack Obama sent refugees by the thousands, and he said to them, go forth and multiply. But now Trump has suggested the same treatment, giving Democrats what they claimed that they what they wanted, but it's not the case. And now we bring in another celebrity, Cher. And here's what she tweeted. I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus citizens who live on the streets? People who live below the poverty line and hungry. If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets. How can it take care of more? And I brought this up in a at the time. I know it's a late broadcast, but I'm tying this all together to explain to you guys that whether the left wants to admit it or not, they have to come to some, they have to do some soul searching. I did a segment called The False Flag of Feelings. Well, that's what Madonna suffers from, the false flag of feelings. She feels relevant. She's irrelevant. The false flag of feeling is Cher, who now has to backtrack. Cher's back. Leading up to this, Cher was anti-Trump. She couldn't stand it. Trump says, look, I'm going to make you live your own, pick your poison. You want hemlock or you want cyanide? And they go, why do we have to pick? Suddenly, Cher cares more about Americans than non-Americans. She talked about our own. She says, taking care of its own, the city taking care of its own, meaning the own, the American citizens. And then Cher included veterans. Arguing for baby killers is generally not what leftists do, because that's what they think of the veterans, the military personnel. Why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you this because I'm telling you that Trump is winning the PR war. Is he impacting what Madonna's record sales? No, that's up to Madonna. But let me tell you, being anti-Trump doesn't help her. It doesn't help her in the development of her product, and it doesn't help her in selling her product. Half the nation, the people that might have a little bit of memory of who she was and would have... Let me put it a different way. Let me just make this simple. If Madonna, they're one and the same. If Madonna supported Trump, we'd all be listening. It would be a joy. What's joy's like? You know, joy, the dress, joy. It would be joy in the dress. We would pay attention. We would go, oh, she's got something new coming out. The people that Madonna thinks love her, they're not going to buy her stuff. They don't even care about her. That generation's passed. But we would give her a shot. Back to Cher. So the whole thing is Trump's winning the PR war because Cher doesn't like President Trump, yet she's supporting everything that he's talking about. She's calling out the hypocrisy. Now, Democrat mayors across the country like Bill de Blasio, Oakland's Mayor Libby Schaaf, the one who warned illegals, they said, we welcome bringing these illegals to their cities. I guarantee you, if Donald Trump dumps these illegals in New York and in Oakland, it wouldn't be a hot 2 months before people would be complaining and de Blasio would have to backtrack. I would love to see de Blasio have to deal with this problem. I'd love it. They would beg him to stop. Where's he going to put illegals on this island of his in Manhattan? One-room apartments that cost $3,000 a month. It's a matter of time before New York City citizens are going, wait a minute. Each family is costing us $100,000 a year? On another point, I would tell the president, if he's going to do it, mandate that they must remain in those cities. They cannot move to another location, or the city of New York is still going to be responsible for them, or the city of Oakland would still be responsible for them. Now, you might say, Cher's demonizing the issue. She's not for Trump. She's saying, no, we can't do this. It's heartless of Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what she, if that's her take. She's essentially saying that the president is right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.